This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. It is a Falcons Friday. And I am he, and he is I. Bo Morgan, they call me Squidbill. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball. And I was going to give her a new title, and I don't even remember what it was. The Queen of something. But
yeah,
not
what
tofu.
Was that? You were going to take away tofu.
Oh, I'm not reminding you.
It was the
Queen of Improv.
Improv. Yes.
The leader, the founder of the two-man army called Allie's Army with a negative Uber Steve. I bet he loves to shout out every morning. And our man, Matt Ryan, is producing the show today, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Ryan behind the glass. Oh, wait. My bad. That's Garrett. But we're just in a Matt Ryan jersey. Good morning, G Money.
AKA G Unit.
How you doing, boy. Brother?
Yeah.
You don't have to answer that. No, I'm just
Hey, Falcons Friday, baby. I got my, this is my favorite Matt Ryan jersey. So we'll take it.
How many Matt Ryan jerseys do you have?
Well, considering I have two. The other one's from a game that we won't talk about.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Yeah, put that away.
You just said
Falcons Friday, and then you went bad.
Happy
by
Falcons Friday. It's
but there's nothing happy vibes. About that and then that.
So. You ask. I answered. I don't know.
Early, yeah, you're right.
Early fair or foul here. Is it fair or foul to say Falcons Friday, or can you not say Friday after Falcons?
It's foul to say Friday in general, so yes.
I'm going to say, I'm going to say foul. You can't say Falcon Friday. It's just too much.
Right.
It's just too much.
Also,
too loaded. Too
also,
loaded.
It's really a Dylan thing. I think Dylan does it, and I don't know. I just feel like he's kind of trademarked.
What he's trying to say is let's just leave it with Dylan. Let's just leave it right there.
Like,
let's put it in a box and mail it to Dylan.
Speaking of Dylan, his Eagles got a big win last night.
They definitely did.
They did. Yes, it is Falcons Friday, as we've been mentioning. We're going to get you up to speed on everything Falcons throughout the show today. 6:40, I have a bonus round of trivia today. So we'll play that at 6:40. 7:40, another round of fair or foul. And at 8:20, Dave Archer will join us. But let's go ahead and talk about last night's game. Eagles won 24-20. The whole thing, though, started off on a very ugly note with Jalen Carter. Got himself ejected for spitting. What in the world? Would you guys rather give your opinions first, or do you want to hear from Dak Prescott on this whole incident?
Let's hear from Dak.
All right, let's hear from Dak.
I probably spit 1,000 times throughout the game. I mean, especially game day, maybe even in general. It's something I guess I'm not proud of. But in that case, he was trolling, I guess you could say, trying to mess with Tyler Booker. I was just looking at him. I was right here by the two linemen, and guess I needed to spit, and I wasn't going to spit on my lineman, and I just spit ahead. But I would say he was back there where Jory was in that sense, and he asked, or he goes, "You trying to spit on me?" And at that point, I mean, I felt like he was insulting me. Like, I wouldn't spit on somebody. I'm damn sure not trying to spit on you. Like, we're about to play a game. I'm was wondering why you're trying to mess with the rookie. And so when I step through, I actually say the words like, what the hell would I, excuse me, but I'm probably even more colorful. What would I need to spit on you for? And he just spit on me in that moment. And it was more of a surprise than anything. Refs obviously saw it through the flag. I was like, hell yeah, we get 15 yards to start the game off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't even know where to start with this. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. And I know that it's not the first time it's happened, but I was in shock. And I think the broadcast crew was in shock too. And judging by the reactions on social, and I tweeted like, what an idiot. Like that was so dumb. And I think everybody else kind of felt the same way. I was just, you want to talk about starting an NFL season off with one of your best defensive players spitting on the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Can't script that. That's crazy.
Yeah, this is one that's, and I saw people trying to defend because they're like, yeah, Dak spit first.
Who was trying to defend?
Just they.
Okay.
They
I was going to say.
I saw Jason Kelce doing it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh
well,
my gosh,
yeah.
Dude. What are we doing?
Can I say something real quick? I'm over Jason Kelce because he wants to go to ESPN and go to these things and act like he's an analyst.
Analyst.
Thank y'all. And he's not. He's a complete homer. Okay. There's no integrity to him at all as far as journalistic integrity. Okay. There's none. And I don't know why we have to give guys. I love hearing from former players, but I don't need his platform. I'm over it. It's just ridiculous that to hear him defend that. There's no defending that. That is the indefensible, okay? Jalen Carter has issues. I don't think that's, jumping out on a ledge. There's no reason for him. What happened was is, he's trying to punk the rookie. And then Dak, I think, is just doing what Dak normally does, but Dak had eyes on him. Mm-hmm. And then they lie, and then he wants to punk Dak. And Dak's a grown ass man too. I don't know if y'all know this, but he's not slight build, okay? And he stepped up. I don't know why Jalen Carter's response is, well, I'm gonna spit on you. Literally. What? Spit at his feet, okay? Because that's essentially what Jalen felt like Dak did, I guess, but it's a tired act. He always about 3 to 5 times a year he does something egregiously dumb on the field.
What an idiot!
Thank you, Will Ferrell. And then it was a bad night for Georgia players' emotions. George Pickens made a dumb play too, and then I think Nolan Smith got him one.
Yeah, Nolan Smith got a taunting call.
Like, but. Most men would say the most disrespectful thing you can do is spit on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to disagree because it's just disgusting. And there's no if you're defending that, I lose respect for you.
I had to see what Jason Kelce was saying, and there he was. He said something. There was a video of Dak spitting on the ground, and he said, "And the truth shall set you free."
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
Right. This is not going to turn into Star Wars. Who shot first?
Yeah. Okay. He spit on his chest at point blank range. Like, we're not. There's no like, oh well, justified. What are we talking about?
The truth.
He spit on him. He spit on him dead in the middle of his chest. It's the most that is the and not only that, the worst part is the reason they had a chance to even talk to one another is because the poor fullback from the Eagles is getting carted off. He had a season ending injury last year and he's on the ground and you can see it in his face. He knows it's bad immediately. Takes his helmet off and is like, "Yeah, dude, it's bad.
I'm sorry, but there's already things a checkered past as far as on the field stuff. Only talking on the field, and then your teammates being carted off, and now you just spit on the guy, and now you're being ejected, and you're smiling as you walk away.
It was bad, dude.
There's a lot to not like.
If you remember, and I'm with you because a lot of people talk about all the past with the incident after the parade and everything at Georgia. But in the first day we ever did the show, we talked about Jalen Carter, and I was like, I don't want him here. And the reasoning was not the incident with the wreck. My reasoning was at his pro day, he looked bad and he cramped up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is the biggest day of your life at this point, and you're telling me that's the performance you put out. Didn't want to do this, cramped up, and I was like, just that alone is enough for me to look at it and go, yeah, I don't know if this guy's got it reported. Now, is he an all-pro player? Absolutely. But Bo's right, we're going to get a couple of boneheaded decisions out of him a couple times a year. I'm not trying to pile on him, but that was bad. That was awful, an awful look. It was an awful look for the NFL to start the season, and I'm still kind of in shock over it, to be honest. I'm very curious to know what the punishment that will be handed down from the NFL. It can't be too over the top because the PA will step in.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you they are irate at the NFL offices over the fact that their marquee season, starting game was started with a freaking loogie on a chest. Like, what are we doing, man? They've got to be just beside themselves at that office.
Yeah, it's a terrible look for everybody. It just, I don't know. I'm glad I'm glad we don't have that guy here because it's exhausting. He's exhausting because you have to watch all the defense of everything all the trash he does on the field and then know that he's a uniquely special talent and could literally go down if he put all his concentration in being the best player he could go down as one of the greatest defensive players ever. He's going to go down as I don't think he'll have the career Ndamukong Suh did. And Ndamukong Suh had a checkered pass. And
I think I was going to say he's kind of this day and age. That's what I saw last night. I will say, and this is where I think I split with a lot of sports fans, period. There's going to be people that look at this and go, well, yeah, he messes up a couple times a year or whatever, has checkered pass, but, they won a Super Bowl. I don't care. Like, that's where I think I split with a lot of sports fans in my sports fandom. I don't care. Yeah. I really don't. I want the Falcons to win a Super Bowl worse than anything in my life right now, but I want them to do it the right way, and hopefully they will.
Yeah, everything just kind of started off on a weird note last night. There's also a lightning delay. The Eagles had 93 penalty yards at halftime. We'll get into this more throughout the show, but coming up, we've got some audio out of Flowery Branch to play for you. If you weren't ready for Sunday already, this will hype you up. That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Rise Up on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.